Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Craving a Saturday afternoon happy hour with cocktails, sunshine, the Slacker Show, and adorable, lovable, adoptable pets? Join the Slacker Show Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino for the Strays of Summer.
2 hours of casual happiness
with some of the most lovable, huggable, scratchable, adoptable pets in Denver
who are looking for a forever home.
The Slacker Show Strays of Summer. Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino.
Thanks to our pet-loving friends at Sploot Veterinary Care, Chuck and Don's Pet Supplies, and number 38.
Check out Alice1059.com for more details.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice1059.
It is time to tackle a relationship's issues. It's called Great Mate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today. It's Vinny and Morgan, and they can't agree on video games.
Like which ones to play, or
is it PS5 versus or Xbox?
Xbox, yeah. Ooh.
My son is Xbox only. He thinks PS people are stupid.
Meanwhile, wow. Xbox is going out of business.
It's not going out. It's Microsoft. Idiot.
Why do you guys know all of this? Yeah.
Well, I have children. Aaron's just a child herself.
Okay.
Morgan won the toss, so he gets to go first. Morgan?
Yay.
Yay. What's going on?
So my boyfriend, Vinny, is constantly playing video games. Constantly. I can't overstate that. And I am just getting pretty sick of it. I feel like it's becoming unhealthy for both his body and his mind. I don't think anyone should be spending that much free time, you know, surrounded by violence. I don't understand how that can possibly be relaxing. And it's kind of leading into our relationship. Sometimes he actually gets back out of bed after we've gone to bed so that he can play for a few more hours while I'm sleeping.
Okay. Can I just ask you one qualifying question?
Yeah.
Did he not play video games at all? Then you guys started going out together and then he started, or possibly more plausible, was he playing video games when you met him and you just presumed he'd stop?
So I knew this when we moved in together. But I guess, I mean, first of all, he was playing them when we first started dating. That was a couple years ago, and we also didn't live together.
Right.
So I felt like it was more acceptable, you know, 2.5 years ago than it is now. And also, I wasn't seeing, I guess, how much he actually played because we weren't living together and we weren't together all the time.
Right. And like so on his nights away from you, he would play, but not.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, more than I could have imagined. Yeah.
An observation.
Okay.
And I don't know. I thought he would like grow out of it, mature a little bit so we can take relationship to the next level. I just didn't think that someone I am going to see as my husband would be acting like this.
Okay. So you've got some real strong feelings in there. You think it's an immature behavior. Like, I'm not taking his side. I don't game. I want that out there. I don't game. But I do find it fascinating. It's like, love can have conditions on it.
It's like, not that the love has conditions on it. It's maybe that the growing up has.
Sounds like a condition. Vinny?
The moving forward.
Right.
Vinny, are you there? Or are you rocking out on some?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the video game stuff. Is it getting out of hand or what's going on?
I didn't think so. I don't have a problem with it.
Obviously, you don't have a problem with it.
I always have, though. I mean, that's been a day one thing. You know, Morgan has known that about me. As far as the maturing thing, I don't know. A lot of husbands play video games. A lot of older people play video games. Like, I don't skip work or things get done around the house still. And
Do you, like, when you think about your future, do you see yourself playing video games while being married and closing the door and shutting out your wife and playing video games? And then maybe you have kids and you're still playing the video games.
Leading the witness
much? No, I'm wondering genuinely, is that what you see in the future? Like, you have no intention to stop?
Yeah, that's how I see it. I see it in a positive way, though. I don't see it as, like, shutting the door. I see it more as, like, oh, it'd be really cool if our kids grew up to play video games and, like, maybe we all play together. You know,
it'd be so cool to teach them, like, shoot 'em up games. Yeah.
Easy, Tiger, easy.
So you're going to play, like, Call of Duty with our infant daughter? Like,
she has to figure out how to use both joysticks.
No, Maury, I don't think I'm going to play. I'm not going to play Call of Duty with our daughter. Maybe there's party games too.
Girls can play Call of Duty.
No, he didn't say it. Okay, listen. 303-222-5423. We need gamers on the phone. We need widows of gamers. Like
women who are stranded, feel
stranded, feel helpless. Vinny, I don't understand this, but I'm also not willing to crucify you just yet. This genuinely relaxes you? It doesn't feel relaxing.
Yeah, look, it's not a sport. I wouldn't compare it to I'm not playing basketball, but it's also, people get angry in that game too, but you get something out of it. I also play with friends. So it's a social thing.
But do you play with friends or do you play from your own home and they play from their own home and you're connected?
But we're all talking together and working toward a goal together.
It's like a phone call.
Yeah. Obviously I'm more with her here, but what I struggle with is, like, you did know what you got yourself into.
Yeah. A little.
Yeah.
Morgan, do you do anything?
I didn't know the volume of the amount of time that was spent. Like, I think when we started dating, I think he was spending every second that he was not with me gaming. And I just didn't know it was going to be that bad. And like, we both work full time. And then now we're trying to foster our relationship. He's right. It's not like he's like ignoring household duties, but it does just feel like sometimes he would rather get like 3 hours of sleep a night before work than just like put the controller down.
That's not annoying.
Because then they're like tired and mopey.
Okay. Morgan, do you do anything to unwind? Do you drive a little Chardonnay or do you, like...
Morgan has a glass of wine at night.
I do. Yeah, a couple times a week.
That's not healthy.
And I will, like, maybe hop on FaceTime with a girlfriend and, like, we'll have a glass of wine together. Like, and that's fine. But that also feels like an adult way to, like, relax, not playing video games, like, three to eight hours a day.
And she kind of has to jump on FaceTime because where's Vinny? Playing video games.
I mean.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
I only sneak out after she's asleep, by the way.
And when I wake up in the middle of the night, if Dane is not in the bed, I'm concerned. I'm immediately like, what's wrong? Where is he? What's going on? Usually he's in the bathroom, but.
Okay. He shouldn't be doing that. That doesn't feel very grown
he
up.
He can go to the bathroom.
Spend every waking moment right next to me.
That's not what I'm saying. I just like. I wouldn't want to raise children with someone whose priority was...
I'm going to put them on hold before you finish that sentence.
Okay.
Hang on, guys. We'll have a jury here in a second. Don't move. So break up?
Potentially. This would be close to a red flag for me. Not a full one. Maybe like a little bit of a burnt orange.
I don't disagree that he doesn't feel like he's going to be very present. But I would think... that women or just humans in general wouldn't want to be told that, like, you don't get to relax. You have to relax the way I want. Like, I relax with Chardonnay. So you have to grow up because what you're doing is what I see as immature, but he doesn't see it as immature. Like, who decides? It's very controlling what she's doing. I don't like what he's doing, but also I'm not here to control Vinny.
Well, you're also not the person who is living with Vinny, so... Yeah.
So maybe breaking up is the only answer.
And I don't know that his priorities are out of whack, because I'm not a gamer either, but it's not like if he's not missing work, and it is free time, and it sounds like they are going to bed together, so they are spending some time.
And then
he's breaking out later due to the gaming. I don't think that's healthy.
But if it would be weird if AHAC woke up and you're out there in the front yard shooting hoops.
Right.
Yeah, but it is how the movie Space Jam starts, so...
Okay.
You think after that you're going to fly...
I don't think he can be in this conversation.
I don't think any of us can, because here's the thing. I'm not on Vinny's side. If I were dating a girl, because there are girl gamers that are just like, oh, honestly, this is the first time I love love. And I don't know that Morgan's got the right guy. Because if she had no good words other than when she finally said, well, he does keep his duties up.
Yeah. Do you really want to be with someone long term who does enough but is thinking about how quick they can get to the video games?
Or get to like the newest Taylor Swift record.
Or so get to their next glass of Chardonnay.
Everyone has a thing that a partner could be like, that's kind of annoying.
God, you're way too
but
into
I can
that.
Definitely listen to the records while cleaning.
All right. Is this a deal breaker for these two? I mean, I don't like, because they sound kind of cute, but she's definitely at the end of her rope.
Yeah.
So does he have to make some concessions when it comes and to video gaming? And is this truly just immature, or do we live in a world where this is just how some people unwind with stupid reality shows?
Yeah.
Some people unwind with shooting people in the face from afar. Like...
Is it immature or is it lack of compatibility?
All right. Mm-hmm. Help Morgan and Vinny out. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're trying to help out Morgan and Vinny, and this is kind of a first. I feel a little helpless for their relationship, and I'm not even slightly kidding.
Oh,
they started dating. He's into video games. They've moved in together. And now she realizes he plays a lot more than she thought. including he gets up in the middle of the night to go play. His side of it is, I do it to kind of unwind. It's a social activity.
You knew this about me when we started.
We just got a very interesting text that I just want to put out there. You were talking about the middle of the night. Someone texted, she's not waking up in the middle of the night to go have a glass of Chardonnay.
Okay.
That's a good point. But when that's his, you know, the big, well, you relax too, differently.
But if she...
I shouldn't have done it in the mocking voice. Sorry.
No, you shouldn't have. Morgan.
He could have a glass of Chardonnay with her. She could play video games with him. Like maybe. A shared interest.
Morgan and Vinny, we're going to get some jury members. Feel free to jump in. No one else is going to do the mocking voice.
Are we? Are we going to do the mocking voice?
I'll do my best.
Maddie?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Vinny's side.
Okay, why?
Thank you.
I actually have friends that their parents were gamers. I have friends now that are gamers that have kids. And it just helps bring that bond between the child and the parent to build that friendship on top of the parental duties there to help build a trust so that way the child knows that they can always go to them and talk to them about anything.
But aren't there other ways?
But you're saying parents plural. What if only one of the parents plays, then just one of us is getting isolated and that's going to be me.
I should have been a little more specific. Some of my friends, only one of their parents is a gamer. The other one was not.
Morgan, have you ever considered even a little bit, maybe kind of, sort of trying it?
So we did early on when we started dating, he did show it to me and I'll be honest, maybe I wasn't as open to trying it as I should have been. I was kind of okay, cool. Are we going to go out now? So maybe I should give it another shot.
There's a lot of games you might like. I've said it before.
Isn't there kind of a window though, where you kind of went, I feel you're kind of past it. You're just I'm not. I've definitely missed the window. I just, no matter what, I'm not
so
getting into
it. There's buttons now. It's like,
you can figure
no,
it out.
No, I can't.
Yes,
no.
But if you also just don't have an interest, no one's convincing me to start gaming beyond Mario Kart. There's Tiny Library. You might like it. That one sounds okay.
It's real library.
It's so funny.
We have library at home.
My kids play Job Simulator, and I'm like, you're 19. Go.
Just do your just job. Do it.
What are you doing? Sam?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Okay, why?
Because I do view this as him being very, very immature. I don't see it any other way. Just think about all the time he's wasting, not putting time and energy into their relationship, not putting time and energy into his own future, into their future. He's not being productive in any way, shape, or form.
All do that.
Wait. But don't you have a hobby that you do
that doesn't...
Yeah, what do you do? Of course, but those hobbies and those vices that I use to relax or unwind, they don't shut out the other people who are supposed to be most important to me in my life. Who might be in the same room or in the next room. It's absolutely asinine that he chooses to waste that much time with someone he's supposed to be in love with, right? Guess what? I don't remember your name, ma'am, but...
Morgan.
There's lots of guys out there. Morgan. Morgan, there's lots of guys out there who will be happy to give you time and energy instead of...
Do you want to date Morgan?
He does.
Is that what's
going on? No, I'm just saying. There's a lot of guys out there who, grew up at one point in their lives, and
now they watch football.
I don't actually agree with that.
They're into college football. What a great call! I just want to say this, Morgan, and I'm not trying to victim blame at all, but can you imagine a world where you might be kind of responsible for him waking up in the middle of the night because you've made him feel so crappy about doing it while you're awake that now he's found a way. It's like, well, I'll just do it when she's not looking.
But maybe just be an adult and get a...
Stop saying be an adult!
Slacker feels like an addiction.
In case people forgot, I do have a job. I have a good job and I... you know, I feel like I just needed to say that one more time.
No, that last guy was a little too intense.
I want to say, and I've said this to you privately before too, if leaving your job to be like a full-time like Twitch streamer or whatever you guys do was an option, you would 100% take it. Like, I do feel like...
And if leaving my job to be a pop star was an option, I'd probably do it too.
Okay, let's get at least one more in here. Andrea?
Yes, I'm here.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. My two older kids' dad was a middle-of-the-night gamer, and when we had our first kid, he would do all the nighttime feedings because he was already up playing video games, and I literally got to sleep through the night from, like, day one.
Nice.
It's a lot of
he's already up.
This is a win. He's sleeping.
No, okay. Thank you.
No, you can't worry about that.
We don't have time to grab Al, but he's on Morgan's side because he's calling. Yeah. We've kind of come close to this line.
Is that what Aaron said? Yeah.
It does read addiction-y because I wasn't saying he's doing. It's just like, if you're going to be mad when I do it, then I'll just do it when you're not mad.
Yeah, I'm still going to be
mad.
I want
to be clear, though, that he does it during the day as well. Like, it's not like this is something that he only does behind closed doors. Like, it is both.
Well, on my by the people on the phones, it's half and half. So what way are they leaning on text?
Texts are pretty half and half as well. And we got yelled at for breaking up a couple. So. Oh.
Well, you guys aren't broken up yet, right? Sam guy said there's lots of other guys. Okay. Morgan, why don't you try it one more time? And if you hate
playing the video games,
try it with a glass of wine.
And Vinny, maybe try less. I don't know.
Maybe like shorter and sweeter.
Find the middle ground here.
It's just this reminds me so much of pot. Like people are like pot, gateway drug. I don't smoke pot, but I'm like my friends are like, go ahead. Like he's not doing anything wrong, and stop calling it immature, and stop calling it dangerous. Like, you just don't like it. And
but
if you
hit a point where you're ready for the next level of adulthood, and I think that's where she's at, and she's not feeling like they're getting there.
Which is why...
I wish you just told me, like, what else you wanted me to do, and then if I didn't do that, that's one thing, instead of just stop playing the video game.
She wants you to stop playing the game.
I guess I feel like I shouldn't have to tell you. I wish, like, I would love for you to, like, plan more date nights, but, like, you should want to do that. I shouldn't have to be, like... the nagging girlfriend.
But Halo's a date night.
Can we stop?
Games.
I'm sad now.
Vinny, good luck. There's lots of other girls out there, too.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible cost may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right. It's time for news. Or no.
News. News.
Hello.
Decide this is news or no.
I am aware that it irritates Erica to talk about the singing of it. Did you try something new on the front of that there?
No.
It
no,
felt like you were doing a little news, like you were doing a little Post Malone vibrato or something. I liked it. No, I was just saying I liked it.
I'm just not. Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, it was like news. Yeah. You like had a lot of vibrato
yeah,
on the news.
It was intentional.
Yeah, he worked hard on that. He practiced in the mirror last night.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? Make Slacker proud?
Because like Post Malone's, everybody else does a vibrato like, oh, and he says,
it's a little goaty, a little.
Yes,
yeah.
He's like,
sounds good, yeah.
Like that.
I've never noticed.
He's got this super fast vibrato, like he's like.
Oh, okay. I know what song you're talking about now. Yeah.
He does a stuttery vibrato. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well. I have so many. Welcome to the program. Are you going to be okay?
1.21 gigawatts. It just threw me. I did a little bit of a Doc Brown because you forgot it.
Okay. As you may know, tomorrow we're getting the new Taylor Swift song, I Knew It, I Knew You. It's from Toy Story 5.
Technically, 10 p.m. here.
Oh, true. Technically, 10 p.m.
tonight.
Yeah, it will. And we are world premiering it all day tomorrow on this station.
Oh, I'm airing it at 10 p.m.
Okay.
World premiere!
Yeah, perfect. Now, I have a little bit of a belief. By the way, about 45 seconds ago, this was not what I was going to do. But I have a belief that this is the sign that we are getting more Taylor's versions from Taylor. Some people think we're going all the way to Reputation, but I don't think we're getting it. And now that I'm saying this, I think I did this story earlier
you did.
This week.
You did. You said this is the thing.
I want to double down that we're going to get.
But like, can I just say this? Can I piggyback on this? Because since we're talking about this song anyway, Aaron came in with a theory. Is this the theory or do you know this? Is this song? Oh, because Taylor sent Jessie Dolls.
Yeah.
Taylor sent out swag today.
Yeah.
And it's Jessie Dolls. So is this song like the companion song to that?
Somebody Loves Me.
That one. Thing.
Yeah. Yes. That song makes me cry.
Yeah. I walked in and I was like, I'm going to bawl.
Do we think this is going to be that sad?
If it's the little girl who abandoned her on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yes. I don't know if I've heard that's not what this movie's about.
I thought it was about that.
It's the iPad. It's the
villain is a tablet, but they are going to reference Jesse's like previous owner, and there is going to be like a flashback with this song.
Okay.
She didn't get left.
Wait, how do you know there's going to be a flashback with the song?
Because it's her owner. She's not with the owner. Jesse.
But how do we know it's tied to the song? You're assuming from the.
Because it's like, I knew you. I knew it.
I knew you. I knew it.
I knew you. Like, it's. I think it's like, it's like her hack. Don't even pretend you're not into this, man. Because Toy Story, your kids are right in the wheelhouse for this. Right
I love Toy Story. I personally love Toy Story. But
all of them?
Yeah, just bring Randy Newman back.
He's dead.
How dare you?
Ever since short people, I can't look at him the same. Oh my gosh.
None of the people in this room. Okay, if you don't know what short people is, if you don't know what it is, don't go look it up.
Or do.
Because it's the worst. It turns out he was kind of a bad dude when he first started writing songs.
So just two more things to add to my theory that we are getting Taylor Swift, Taylor's version, because that is her debut album. Toy Story 5 comes out on June 19th. June 19th is the 20-year anniversary of Taylor's first single, Tim McGraw, coming out.
So you think?
So I think there could be something there. And also Toy Story, or maybe it was Disney, posted a bunch of stills from the new movie, and they line up perfectly with all of Taylor's albums. So they're leaning into the Taylor of it all.
Did you see that they put out
the promo photos for it, for I Knew It, I Knew You. It looks like she's wearing something that looks like one of the pictures from debut. Anyway, what were you saying?
Oh, really? Interesting.
Well, because we all realized together that Toy Story TS and Taylor Swift TS. Mm-hmm. And did you see the next billboard that has the TSS on it?
Yeah, it was really cool.
The soccer
cool.
show? It's like they are doubling down. Mm-hmm. They realize how much we're passionate about two things.
Yep.
Toy Story Taylor Swift.
And animal husbandry. But third is Taylor Swift. What?
Okay, this has gone on long enough, and I apologize.
Yeah, because we're all covering for the fact that you did the same story.
We got some new stuff out of it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In preparation for a very, very important day tomorrow, I'm not talking about Taylor Swift. I'm talking about National Donut Day. It's tomorrow. There's going to be a bunch of places giving away donuts or discounts. 7-Eleven, Dunkin', Casey's. There's not any here.
Oh, okay.
Krispy Kreme. They all have.
Here's my thought. This is what I'm about to say is completely illegal. Oh. But if like there were donuts here when we got here tomorrow, we would eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd go, hey man, wasn't that really a great donut?
You should stop talking while you're ahead.
Glazed and confused.
Yeah, Paris Baguette is giving away a free sugar mochi donut with a small or a small twist donut with purchase.
Sugar mochi donut?
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good, yeah.
Or what's the one with
like Voodoo has stuff. First 100 customers will receive a free foldable tote bag with a purchase.
Oh,
okay. And then limited edition pink donuts on the holiday. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to map out my whole morning to make sure I get.
We know where you're going. His favorite donut spot is weird, but I believe I'm
what
right.
Is it?
Quick Trip. Yeah. I like just a.
It's
good,
not even a donut shop,
just
bro.
Just a gas station donut. You know,
just
there's
like the regular
better.
Classic. Or
I get the bar. I like the bar. Maple bar or a chocolate bar.
Send me to
chocolate
heaven.
Bars.
God,
it's
maple bars are so good.
I want to live in a maple bar.
Do you want the one with the cream inside or no?
Nope.
Just straight up maple bar.
You got it. No cream.
Yeah.
I don't like. The
I don't
fill.
Need it. To
it's got
to like
be squirt. fresh then, because if it's then it's real dry on the inside. And this coming for a guy who normally doesn't do white and creamy, but in a maple bar I will.
Interesting.
As long as
really?
It's not overwhelming. Yeah, I will.
Okay, so whoever wants to send us, bars of all kinds tomorrow.
I've mentioned two.
Maybe some gluten free ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This has been a fabulous day. Yeah. Thanks for listening to News.
Hold on.
Oh, do you want to do a story?
I just have like a Taylor Swift thing.
Do you think you've done that before?
Nobody believes that you have a Taylor Swift thing.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Garth Brooks is in the news again.
Because he's a murderer.
He is.
Allegedly, he's not actually a murderer. There's a beef with him and a comedian.
He is reportedly in talks to sell his entire music catalog.
Oh my God, I heard this.
For $2 billion.
Say that first letter again.
$2 billion.
And he's going to get it, dude.
He says he thinks it's worth between $1 billion and $2 billion plus, and this would put him in the likes of like Queen, Michael Jackson, sold their catalog.
It would dwarf them, because both of those were $1 billion plus.
The catalog includes hits like Friends in Low Places, The Dance, and The River, and to think Slacker could have been in on the ground.
I could have had some stuff in there.
Why?
I got offered to sell the publishing to all my songs, and I was like, I don't want Garth Brooks singing The Rain. It was a song I'd written.
Probably should have.
Well, I didn't do anything with it. Here's the thing. He was inducted into some Hall of Fame or whatever. Yet, like yesterday, he got some award, and I think he's wrapping it up. That's why I think he's going to unload this stuff.
Sure.
Because he also caved on streaming. I think he let Amazon have the song. Like, you cannot get Garth on. I don't think you can get him on the Odyssey app. I don't think you can get him on Spotify.
That's
I don't
right,
think you can get him anywhere, but he caved to Amazon. And this deal, whoever gets it, will be the next place, like probably like the only place you can get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Because you can't just like in your party mix, you can't get Friends in Low Places.
You're
so...
I know it kills you when I'm right, but I'm absolutely right.
Yeah.
Only his... Well, there's like a handful of songs on Spotify. I'm hearing from my sources.
I don't think there are. I bet they're covers. They're like the kids rock covers.
There's literally like one that's just him, and it looks like maybe it was from a movie or something, and the others are...
Chris Gaines.
The others are... What is it called when two people do a song
together? Duets?
Features. Oh.
We should have quit a minute ago. Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Craving a Saturday afternoon happy hour with cocktails, sunshine, The Slacker Show, and adorable, lovable, adoptable pets. Join The Slacker Show Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino for the Strays of Summer.
2 hours of casual happiness
with some of the most lovable, huggable, scratchable, adoptable pets in Denver
who are looking for a forever home.
The Slacker Show Strays of Summer. Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino.
Thanks to our pet-loving friends at Sploot Veterinary Care, Chuck and Don's Pet Supplies, and number 38.
Check out alice1059.com for more details.
Do I need to enroll Dane in some sort of, like, iPhone photo-taking class?
If you do, can I go? Like,
oh,
I get so jealous of everybody who knows what they're doing. My buddy Chad...
takes good photos.
And I think he actually did take a class. He takes epic photos.
Oh.
And I've upgraded to the newest phone because the camera's like...
Yeah.
My photos look terrible. Like, I don't understand how to do it.
I took a picture of Dane last night while we were out on our walk.
Okay.
And it's a really nice photo. I made sure I tapped the sky so you got the sunset in there and stuff.
Wait, and you tapped...
Okay, so I was taking a picture of him and it was focusing so much on him that you couldn't see the sunset. So then before I took it, you tap the sky and it kind of like pulls the color more.
Did everybody in this room know that that could happen?
Can I see it? Is it?
Oh.
Yeah, I'd tap that too.
Yeah, okay. So then he goes, okay. Well, do you want one? And I'm like, sure. So I pick up Swanson and he did a pretty good job. He definitely
tried. Don't do this.
He tried.
Don't be mean to him.
Oh.
But it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, just like he didn't frame anything right.
And
it's like more sky than you. Cut your feet off.
Yeah.
If you're going whole body, then get the whole body.
Yeah. Is she in quicksand? Like, what's going on?
It's like, in terms of the world, photo doesn't matter at all. No big deal. I still posted one on my Instagram story, whatever. But then I think about, you know, in the future when we have children and stuff, and mom's biggest complaints usually are, there's no photos of me with the kids. Because moms are always the ones mom takes them. Yep.
There are literally almost no photos of my ex-wife with the kids.
You didn't think to be like, let me take a picture of you with your children that you grew and you birthed?
Erica, do I take pictures of anything?
Just your food and your supplements. And I'm right.
You guys go, hey, do you have a photo of your dad? You asked me for a photo of my dad the other day. Yeah. I don't have a photo of me and my dad. I have one photo of me and my dad and it's not great.
Yeah, you
like, I don't take photos.
I can't use that, right? And I said, I don't know.
Because to you, it's like, check. That box
I was
is
with
like,
my dad. Have... Why right. do yeah. I need it? I don't need to show everybody else I was with my dad. I know I was with my dad. Right?
Yeah.
So boys, like, he will watch you on the teeter-totter.
Right.
You and your little boy, your little daughter, whatever.
Are you manifesting sons for me? Please.
Kind of, because I think you deserve it. I think you need, you're so, tell me I'm wrong.
I always thought it was the opposite. Mm-mm. It's like, when you do right in the world, you get a son because they're easier.
They are not easier. My sister has two. You live with two little boys.
Yeah, and they're great.
Aren't they ever like wrestling each other and smacking each other with
I
stuff?
Yeah, throw them around.
Yeah, you just let them go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your daughter will kid.
You have how many sisters? Two?
Two sisters.
So there's three girls and one boy.
Correct.
And your brother feels ostracized as all get out. True or false?
I don't think he feels ostracized.
Great. If a female... centric issue comes up on the show, whose side are you jumping on?
Usually the girls.
Correct. So you are calling down the thunder, sweetheart. You are going to have so much pee-pee in your house. You're probably going to live in a house like my mom did. My dad, four boys, toilet seat doesn't even know how to go down.
You already have the boy dog, too.
My sister's in this. She's got three boys, her husband and a boy dog, and she's Ta-da. Like...
Yep. Okay, so anyway, and your son are on the teeter-totter.
Sure.
Dane is just going to be like... Living. He's going to take in the moment.
I know. He,
like, you'd be mad if you're a man, if you guys were in a moment, he grabbed for his phone to take a pic. Like, I know that
I don't
in this
think
case...
I would be mad.
I just... Boys don't think of it.
Do you think to take pictures of AHAC and the kids?
I do. I think there's probably more pictures of her and the kids than me and the kids.
Why honestly. Is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've, like, heard, like, to be more proactive.
Sure.
But I do the thing. Does Dane do it where he pulls his phone out and takes a picture and then you show it and she's like, why is your lens so dirty?
Oh my gosh. Or just like
all the time.
It's always dirty. I don't know.
Why is hers never dirty?
I don't
why is
know.
It keeping your phone in a purse? Is
we
that much
put, like,
cleaner?
We don't put like grimy hands all over it.
I don't put my hands all over it.
I have like my kid graduating from kindergarten and stuff and it's all blurry.
Yeah. Oh my God.
This is why
going
we're
for
not.
An effect, honey.
This is why we're not allowed to do these things.
So you two and Dane are going to go to an iPhone
we can,
photo class.
But they're all going to just have oily lens photos.
Oh my gosh.
KALC and KALC HD1 Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Belco Credit Union knows switching accounts is a pain. That's why we want to pay you to do it. Go to belco.org/switch to learn more.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Eric's got this idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pinning this on you.
Yep. So if it doesn't work, it's all me.
You want to talk about people's fatal flaw.
Yeah, like we all have that one thing, and I was thinking about this today as it was happening, that is a flaw about yourself, and you maybe aren't gonna fix it, but you do your best. My fatal flaw is that I tend to be rushed. It's like so much happens, and then I'm like, I gotta get to work! And I'm like throwing my lunch into a bag, and I'm like, dang, I need help! And he comes down, and he helps me get things together.
Are you really this frenetic at home?
A little bit.
Holy God.
Like, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to head out, baby. I love you. And then he'll come running down the stairs because he knows that means I'm throwing things into a bag real quick. And then part of this fatal flaw is when I'm rushed, I'm usually out of gas. So I had to stop today to get gas. So I was a couple minutes late to work.
So you're just...
That has happened a few times. I will back that
up.
Where
the gas thing is a problem.
Okay.
In fact... The gas thing might be my number one fatal flaw. I'm not going to get gas until I'm about to run out, and I bet I have somewhere to be in 35 seconds.
I just plug my car in when I go to bed. I think I found another fatal flaw of yours. Okay, no, that's not good.
No.
But, so, just to recap,
mm-hmm.
what makes it a fatal flaw is the fact that you're fully aware of this, and you're not going to do anything about it.
I like to tell myself I'm going to fill up gas next time when I've nowhere to be. But then I've got nowhere to be, baby. I might as well be home.
Just
so I like to think like tonight. I like to think
you already
positive.
Filled up.
I already filled up.
Okay. It's wild to me. People who run late. That you that is a fatal flaw. Like I will eventually shoot you. Like
I don't run super late though.
If you're only a few minutes late, it's not the worst, but it's still okay.
I know.
I don't think I have one.
Yes, you do.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
sorry.
Oh my God. Did you know I was going to do that and you let me walk into it? That is so not funny.
It's so you though to be like, no.
Like, this feels like a job interview when it's like, what's your weakness? And it's like, I care too much.
T-Hack asking me the other shoe to drop for me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like, I do think I love too hard. I think
You like squish the baby.
Yeah.
And I was envisioning like a baby chick or like an egg.
I know.
Seen him do it.
Putting the fatal and fatal flaw.
Oh, God.
I think it sounds weird because I don't know that you guys know this of me, but I do trust too fast. But I try to keep people away because if you get in, I'm just going to trust you. Bless you.
God, the world.
Yeah, over and over and over.
Over and over again. I'm Charlie Brown, man. Yeah. You put that football down, I'm going to try. Even though I know you're going to take it away, I'll still try. And I can't stop it. I'm like, but I'm cynical as F, but I'm, but.
It's like you put the armor up, but you know.
It's not it's real, and I'll show you exactly how to get in.
So it's exactly like me. I tell myself I'm going to get gas, but I'm not. Like,
mine.
This sucks. Okay, go ahead.
Mine could actually be fatal in the sense of I don't drink water.
Yeah,
ever. Oh. Fatal. I don't think I've had a tablespoon of it today yet.
It is
not how we measure water.
You still eat it?
That is a measurement for
but
things like
I mean.
Baking soda or
that's,
something you don't want a lot of.
That's what I mean. I've had negative amounts of water today.
It's concerning.
Oh my gosh.
It is so. My mom is the same. Yeah. My mom is, we think, has had like a UTI for decades, but it's like, she's like, oh, if what goes in must come out. You don't have an excuse. You know what healthy looks like.
Yeah, and I know water is so important, but I just
especially
forget.
As a diabetic.
Yeah, I just forget. Like right now, I have an Olipop in front of me.
So wild.
There might be some water in that.
Yeah.
That doesn't, that's not how this works.
I'm aware. I am a water. We could not be more different here.
Because you have filled your water up twice since you got here.
No, like, only once.
I know, but it's that is.
I've drank like three of these today already.
All right, so here's the deal. We want, like, you're not going to fix it, and it's just going to feel cathartic to get it out.
Could we maybe work on Erin fixing hers, though?
What are we going to do? Hold her down and waterboard her?
Tablespoon at a time.
Oh, my God. We want to know what your fatal flaw is. 303-222-5423. You may text, or you may call your fatal flaw.
I have a few. I think I don't make decisions. I analyze, and I don't just like I really struggle with
paralysis by analysis.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a real thing.
Yeah, that's what I definitely have that instead of like, what do you want tonight? And I think, well, if we're gonna do burgers tomorrow, then what I should do? And it's like, no,
I didn't ask that. What do you want?
What do you want tonight? Yeah. And then I would say my other fatal flaw is my daughter, because.
Bro.
Dude.
She gets away with anything.
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 She knows, especially like bedtime, you're putting her down, and she just knows. She's like, Abby, will you hold me?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Forever.
Of course, yeah. My son, you're like, no, go to bed.
Just get up there, fool. Rub some dirt on it.
How am I going to tell her no? How does any dad ever tell?
And you couldn't imagine that when you only had a son.
Okay. Lots of practice.
Wow, that got dark. Hold on. Wait, because your dad doesn't?
No, because my dad... He said, how would anyone tell you no? And I'm like, just no in general?
Yes.
Talk
your dad can't do that. It was like, I thought you were like saying, my dad doesn't even love me at all.
No, no, no. He's, like, what he's are you willing doing? To.
Okay. And you know you're getting worked. Like, you know, she's like, will you scratch my back? And I know what she's doing. She's playing me like a fiddle, and I still just let her.
Yeah. All right.
That's fatal.
This is really dark. We're going to go get Erin some water.
Yes.
And we want to hear what your fatal flaw is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about your fatal flaw. I forget what yours is, Erica.
I never get gas when I'm low.
Yeah. She's always late.
And then I'm running late and I got to get gas, so I'm extra late.
We didn't talk about, just before that, like off the air, we were talking about you're also obsessive over things. But that's, you don't think that's
a
fatal flaw?
Were we talking about that on the air?
No, was that,
no,
the
that
air?
Was off.
It was off the air.
Yeah. I have grown out of my obsessiveness a bit, but I had a big American Idol phase that kind of took over my life for a bit when I was younger.
I'm sorry?
I would spend hours and hours calling.
You and would then actually
vote
call
for somebody?
To vote. And then I would go to all the concerts in the summer. They would do like the American Idol live tour. I went to like 4 or 5 of them.
Whew, okay.
Mm. Was this like one specific season or just?
No, ma'am. 4 or 5 years in a row.
Can you remember who you might have voted for a bunch?
Absolutely. David Cook. Who else did I really want to win? I definitely voted like in the Carrie Underwood
days. Was there a Chris guy or
Blake
something?
Lewis. Chris Daughtry. Is that who you're thinking of?
No, it was Chris Allen, maybe?
Chris Allen was another one I was very in love with.
He did Live at 35 with us.
At 35?
Yeah. We took Live at 5 and we would like, we'd all get on a Southwest flight like, me and Chris Allen would get on with like Bobby and we'd get on the plane. As soon as the plane takes off, it's like, we have a very, and then Chris stands up and plays a song or two.
Fun. And I really loved Chris Allen. I definitely went to that tour and I would make t-shirts. I wore a t-shirt that said Future Mrs. David Cook.
Oh my gosh.
David Cook Blake was Lewis great, was my wasn't other he? One. He was another.
David Cook was great. He lost to David Archuleta.
Oh,
wait, no. He beat David Archuleta.
Sorry, Hack was in the other room. We're discovering her other fatal flaw is obsession, and it once manifested itself in American Idol. And it
in
seems,
a very intense okay. way. Yeah.
It seems like we should probably do a whole show with medical professionals on hand. Ivory?
Yes, yai.
What's your fatal flaw?
I don't catch dirty socks.
How do they get into the washer then?
My husband puts them in the washer. I won't let him in bed if he's wearing socks.
What do you do? What did you do before you met your husband?
My kids would do their own socks.
Can you touch your own dirty socks?
Just the cuff. Just to take it off and then I throw it.
Have you seen medical help?
Wait, we're supposed to be...
No, you're right. Yeah. I love it, Ivory. Yeah, fired up.
Is there a way you could get over it, though?
Tongs? Get those
tongs.
Things.
Yeah. Tongs. Sock tongs.
Yes. Sock tongs.
Exactly. We're going to get you some sock tongs.
Copyright.
Trademark. Thank you for the call, Ivory.
That's a disruption to your life.
Yeah. Justin?
Yai.
What's your fatal flaw?
Oh, man. I hold everyone to too high of a standard, and it becomes my fatal flaw when I hold myself to those same standards and constantly let myself down.
Oh,
or everyone. Yeah. If you expect something,
Justin, are you single, married, dating?
I am married to the most understanding and gracious woman on this entire planet.
No, I am.
Are you okay?
Dude.
Love it.
I just think when you're dating and you have high expectations of other people, it's really tough. So I'm glad you found someone.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. Thank you guys.
But thanks for the call. This is why it's a fatal flaw, because he's fully aware of it.
Yeah.
And doesn't can't stop it.
Yeah. Doing it to himself too.
Yeah. You know? That hurts.
Dude, I resemble that like you've no idea. If I know I can't crush something, I don't even start it.
Oh my.
Really?
That's so sad. I know. Oh. It's like,
the point of living.
Like, pickleball. I'm like, nope.
Oh, we just took up pickleball.
No, because I would go out there and somebody'd be great and I'd be like, nope.
You should come play with me. I'm really bad.
That's why I won't start yoga. Because I'm going to look stupid and I won't do it. If I can't crush it, I don't do it.
You're keeping yourself from so much life.
Great. It's called the fatal flaw. Morgan.
Did someone just scream?
I don't know what just happened. Are you okay?
My son is in the car and he's nonverbal. So
okay.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. It was not you.
We thought it was you. Okay. Sorry.
I'm all good.
Okay. So what's your fatal flaw?
I'm a glutton for punishment. I will make decisions with the best intentions and always end up having something go wrong or regretting my decision almost immediately.
You're kind of like the last guy.
All the time.
A little bit.
Like what? You just like say yes to plans and then you don't want to do them or?
Not only that, not that specifically, but like I tried to like help someone out with something and it went completely awry and I probably shouldn't have helped them out in the begin with.
And if they asked you again, you'd do it again, right?
Person, and I'll do it again.
Yep.
Yeah. And that girl, she said, I'll
go
again.
They asked me for the help again.
Bring it back around.
Yep.
Stop it.
You sound like a good person though.
She is a good person, but like, okay, thank you. Yeah. We're all,
this is good. This is, we're getting
cathartic.
It out there. Yeah.
Andrew.
Yay!
Hey, what's your fatal flaw other than you're calling while landing the shuttle?
Oh, I'm actually leaving Boulder. No, my flaw is I'm too faithful.
Ooh.
I've had some real D-bags at bosses, and yet I still show up the next day. Gotta make that dollar.
Oh, like loyal. Faithful to me implies relationship.
Yeah.
But probably in like relationships too.
Yeah, but you can't be too faithful in a relationship.
Too, yeah.
Just faithful, period, is the standard.
That's true.
It's like Aaron measuring water in droplets. Okay. It's like faithful is the baseline.
Andrew, do you have a hard time like letting people down then?
I do. I don't like. Yeah, I do not like letting people down. I get walked over quite a bit. Well, it is what it is.
Oh, God.
That sucks.
Again, I hate that you came up with this idea because all these people
resemble you.
Well, that,
Mister, I don't have one.
No, but they all know.
Yeah, that's point. You know.
Because you know.
And you're like, I suck, but.
But I'm still going to keep doing it. Thank you, Andrew. Jade.
Yay.
What's your fatal flaw?
My fatal flaw is that SCX gives me like a crazy amount of energy. Like I could go run a marathon and my boyfriend can barely make it to the shower.
Like after it?
Yeah.
So you...
Like, I want to tell him about my life problems, everything I'm thinking in my head, and it's just too much.
So you're like, wow, that was great. Now, have you heard about this horrible thing that happened?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I am so scared right now because I want to ask Erica a question, but I'm a little bit scared of her.
Because it's about. I have done my job then. It's about me?
It's about your wedding.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I'll cry.
You might.
Perfect.
Because you're just on edge about it.
I'm on edge about all the steps to get to the day. I'm not on edge about the day.
Okay, good. That's good.
Like the best way to put it.
Yes. But I've been thinking about this, and T-Hack has got me thinking about it from another angle. And
it's
like,
your fault, T-Hack.
No, it's like there's a lot of things going on right now where I'm in like self retrospection mode.
Okay.
Like how I sabotage relationships. No, that's not it. But it's like, okay, let me just ask you this.
Okay.
Knowing what you know right now.
Okay.
Everything you've gone through in the last 6 months, especially the last 3 weeks.
Okay. The last 3 weeks have been.
Yes.
Yeah.
The last 3 weeks, I've watched you like you're hanging on by duct tape and super glue.
My
right
mom
now.
Had to step in.
100%. Would you get married? Would you do this again?
I think that not having gone through the actual wedding day yet, that's impossible to answer.
That's a great answer, actually. Thank you.
I believe I could come back here after the wedding and go a million times over. No, a million times over. Could. I don't think I will.
Good.
Because there's a lot of things I've let go of.
Right.
Like there's little things that you think you're going to do when you're 14 months out and then you're like,
yes.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's every expecting mom is like, we're definitely doing cloth diapers and making our own baby food and I am not getting an epidural. And then it's like, look, for those of you who did one or all three of those things, look, good on you.
I'm sure. Like,
but same laugh, you just, no.
Yeah.
Like you're sitting there in pain for the 19th hour. You're like, hit me, Mick. Hit me with the drugs in the spinal column.
Yeah.
Kind of yeah. It's kind of like, who is a boxer? Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. Is that Mike Tyson?
Where it's somebody like, said that for sure.
You're like, I know how it's going to go. And then all of a sudden you're like, it's no, never mind. All that stuff doesn't matter anymore.
100%. Yeah. That's been
like you guys don't care that you're not getting goodie bags upon arrival, right?
You were going to try to give every guest a goodie bag.
I was.
Oh, that's and such like, a cute idea. We don't
maybe
care.
Maybe we care. Will still, but I don't know.
Because I'm going to say this, 9 times out of 10, I remember going to a wedding and it was like, I got a thing of bubbles, whatever, and it had their names on it. And like, we did blow some of the bubbles, but they really wanted you to take it home. And it went in a bag with a couple of other knick-knacky things. And I'm like, definitely didn't bring
that
home.
It gets thrown away. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like cleaning up or their family's cleaning up, throwing away all the personalized stuff they got. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Okay. So then this is going really well. I thought you were going to cry. I thought you were going to be like,
that was your question?
No, because you're so unhinged. Yeah, I'm pushing a little harder than I did the first time.
What do you mean?
You're so unhinged that I just wondered if you're like, I know people who do like try to do a marathon.
Sure.
And they're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to train. I'm going to do whatever. And then when you get in the middle of it, you're already in the middle and you're like, this was a terrible idea. Why did I do this? And a marathon's not a great example because you can always just pull over and stop. Like you're hiking Everest or you're somewhere where even the path back is just as hard. Like, and you're like, what have I done? Like, what?
So are you asking, like, what did you, were you under the impression that I was regretting planning a wedding?
No, I was under the impression that you've taken it on so much that you might not be able to have fun when it gets here.
Oh, no. So I feel like I'm doing the opposite. I'm working my butt off until the Thursday before when everyone arrives. And then whatever happened, happened. Like whatever was done, whatever was ready, that's it. Nothing
that is this is the weirdest thing ever. That is exactly what I was going to tell you to do.
Oh, good.
Like I, because Tiak is going to look for house, going to look at houses.
Oh, yes, yes. He's not.
Okay.
Dude, there's three things going, like there's the dating world for me.
Yeah.
There's the wedding for you. There's him going to look at houses. I don't know what you're doing, Aaron, if you have things
I am surviving.
Okay.
Not and thriving, honestly,
just surviving.
So are the rest of us.
Yep.
But here, I finally figured out one of my biggest problems is the E word.
Aaron?
Yes.
Huh? You got two right here.
It's expectations.
Oh.
If I'm going on a date, I'm like, she's going to be so great. It's going to be so good. Food's going to be fantastic. Mm. Nothing's going to go wrong. It's going to, we're going to fall into each other's arms. I'm going to, this is it.
Okay, well, don't
like
that.
TX, like, TX got a house that he's going to see. And it's like, I'm not going to say any of the features of the house, but you are
stoked. I'm like, the more I look at the listing, the more I fall in love with it, the more I talk myself into, oh, and we can, and I've had to stop because I haven't seen it in person. So I've been trying to like stop looking at it a few days.
Until you see it in person.
Until I see it in person.
Yeah. But when you go in there, what I'm begging you to do, Erica, this never comes out of my mouth. I am so proud of you. That is exactly what you have to do.
Thank you.
You have to get everything you can get done.
Yeah.
And then when it all hits the fan, or if it doesn't, it just is. But if you go, I told them to bring the cake in, or I've told the DJ to do that, and it's like, who cares? I can't.
Oh my gosh, I expect myself to be like, I'm not doing the cake cutting, I'm on the dance floor. Sorry.
Yes.
TX already eaten half of it. Yeah,
just let him have it. He's
Dude,
good.
You got to walk into this house.
Okay.
And not, you have this expectation that this
Okay. You said you were
damn it. Okay, check. Bleep that. But like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know. When one thing goes wrong, you're gonna be the biggest bridezilla on the face of planet Earth.
You're like, this isn't how it looked in the pictures.
Exactly. Because they take a Lego picture or whatever and blow it up, and you're gonna walk in there.
And now they put a bunch of AI in there, and it's like, you can't actually fill that room with a bed. It's a closet.
Yeah. Correct.
That is so true.
Okay.
Are we all good with eliminating the E word from our lives?
I've done so much work on that already. That's why I'm at the point on that.
Aaron, get out.
Oh, no!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This has been a long time coming, but...
It's me, you and me. That's my whole world.
So true.
You were
doing... That's right. Okay. It's been a long time coming.
Guys, I didn't think I'd be doing this, but I'm doing it. Mm. I'm in love.
Great. I don't believe you.
Yeah, there's something else here.
I got a text message from Dane.
Yeah.
And I love him. I love him. I love him.
I know you do.
He texts the right... He's not... I have... Okay. Guys, I think Tiak might... He's got a family, so he might not, Tiak really wants friends. If he got friends, he might turn into like the annoying, like who overtaxes, like, oh, here's another pun I thought of. Oh, here's a picture of a weird bug I saw on my walk. And you're like, bro.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Desperate.
Dane texts just the right. He doesn't overtext.
I think you
probably stop him from texting more than he wants to.
No.
You're like, often, oh, you're texting Slacker again. Stop it.
No, often it's done. And then he tells me he texted you. Like when he sent you a picture of me chugging wine. And I was like, I don't really feel like we needed to send that to Slacker.
He did. I think his text
that went along with that one was like, this is the future mother of my children.
Yes, he did say that.
And I'm like, again, like, to Slacker?
Oh my God, he's so perfect. He's so perfect. And then we both got into this Netflix show together, which is really dark, whatever.
Very.
But he's one of the few guys that I knew would sit down. He even told me when he was going to watch it. And I'm like, ugh. And then he goes dark. And then you don't hear from him. It's not like...
He doesn't even know where his phone is in between.
Right. That's so awesome.
He's so just like... Someone call. I'm like, you missed 25 text messages from the family. And he's like, none of my business. Unless it's Slacker, it's none of my business.
It's so great. And then today I got a text from him. Oh, it's the greatest text I've ever received.
In life?
Kind of.
Okay. Mm.
Kind of. He said, I worked really hard to get this shot. Okay. And then it's a picture of Swanson wearing our Slacker Show bandana. Mm.
Very cute.
Is that not the cutest thing you've ever seen? While he's pooping.
And as Dane put it, there's a loaf coming out. I'm like, okay.
Let me see again. Who's pooping?
Yes.
Swanson, it's Swanson. Not Dane.
Okay, got it.
It could be Dane pooping. I'm like...
He walked inside after taking that. He was outside. I was trying to eat breakfast real quick, and he's like running around trying to get Swanson to poop. We've been working on the whole pooping indoors thing. That's been a
he
bit
was
of a...
Was Swanson?
This time, Swanson again. So he's outside with him, and he comes like, he's in, he's like, woo, yeah, worked hard for that. And I'm like, to get him to poop. Great. And then he's like, I got a photo for your branding. And he's so proud. And he shows it to me. And I'm just like, come on, man.
Dude.
Come on. Dude,
what better encapsulates the Slacker Show
than poop?
Yeah. I mean, there are full calendars of dogs.
Pooping, yeah. Yes.
So we could make a Slacker Show one.
A loaf coming out? He that, told me to AI like the poop removed. What? AI what? I just had like my brain's.
Are you all right?
He told me to put. He told me to put the photo in AI and remove the poop because he didn't feel it was appropriate to share. Well,
it is. I can't get my dogs to wear the bandana. The second you put it around, like Moxie, like grabs it and runs. I can't get a picture.
It's so cute.
It's on the black dog.
Yeah,
the contrast is like.
And when you zoom in on the pictures and like the, you can see the little paw print in the sea. It's really.
It's
something.
The cutest thing in the world. If I could get them to wear it and poop, especially if they, because they've really had some gastro issues. So if they were just like shooting liquid fire. Yeah.
You know, that's the best encapsulation of the Slacker Show. I take it back.
Or barfing.
The best part is, the best part is in the photo, Swanson is pooping. And looking at the camera.
100%.
The eye contact.
He looks back and it's like, check this out. It's like,
you got this shot, Dad.
Poop out the back, poop around my neck.
Okay,
so.
What if other people want a Slacker Show?
They'll have to come to our event on Saturday.
And poop?
And poop.
No, that is not true.
We will have a little thing set up, a little photo booth.
Look in the camera.
Yes.
Oh.
Can we do that?
No. Legally, we cannot.
No.
Can we just make people get on all fours and look at the camera and pretend they're pooping?
No.
And we can AI Swanson poop onto them.
No.
No.
We don't have any fun games. Like, the games we're playing at this Strays of Summer event we're doing are like, we're just hang out with puppies. We're not playing games.
The games are drink a beer and pet a dog or a cat.
Yeah, that is. But like, what if we had a little area where
because
you could pretend to poop?
I don't think our sponsors, Sploot Veterinarian
don't mention
Care,
them while we're doing this part.
Would appreciate
mention them
poop
later.
Cam.
I'm sorry.
But also, if your dog's poop is a little weird, they could check it out for you.
Sploot can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100%. Not us.
No, I'm pretty good at it right now because my dogs are pooping weird. It's a daily. Okay. So anyway, by the way, Sploot is giving away a fabulous prize at our event, and you can actually register for it right now. Go to alice1059.com. Go to the contest page. Mm-hmm. Sign up because it's like a membership to Sploot, mm-hmm. which covers several of your visits and like $100 to
Chuck and Don's.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You can do it on site too, but you can get ahead of it now. Just sign up. Yeah.
Because while you're on site, you're going to go, ooh, I'm going to sign up right now. It's like, look a puppy. Look a beer.
Yeah.
Look a cat. Look at another puppy.
Yeah.
Look at that grown dog who wants to come home with me. Yeah,
look, Tiak pooping.
No, no.
With a bandana on. Oh,
my gosh.
Come on. So anyway, it's happening 2 to 4 Saturday at number 38 in Rhino. Mm-hmm. So get there. Like, I'd get there now. Really?
I would get there like at 1:48.
Sure. But you can show up at 4. I mean, you should show up at like 3:30.
I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
There's going to be dogs and cats.
Yeah, come and go as it fits your schedule. We'll be hanging out the whole time.
Yeah, so if you've got like a soccer tournament or whatever, we understand your schedules are crazy that day. Mm-hmm. Is there a concert? Are you going to the Rockies game
I'm
that
going
night?
To the Rockies game that night.
Sweet.
Big
this is a good pregame for that.
Yeah, but then we got to run back home. We got to let Swanson poop. And then we got to go back downtown, but that's okay.
All right, so if you come, here's the things going on. Tito's Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have some drinks there, but they're also bringing a dog tag engraver thing.
That's correct. Awesome. Fetch Photo Truck is going to be out there. They're doing a giveaway for a photo shoot. It's like a mobile pet photo shoot truck. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
We're going to have Slacker Show bandanas.
Oh, yeah.
Just a reminder.
If you poop. Kong's got a bunch of toys.
Yeah,
not
a bunch.
Just if you poop.
Yeah, I and Love and You donated a bunch of dog and cat food, too. They're from Boulder, right? They're like a local.
They are.
Did Can we talk about that real quick?
Bentley tried the treats.
Bentley did try the treat. Yeah.
How'd it go?
He scarfed it down. I taught him well.
There's like 400 rescues that we need to mention, so let's just blast through them really fast. I'll start with Angels with Paws.
Evergreen Animal Protective League.
Hobo Care Boxer Rescue.
Lola's Rescue.
Longmont Humane Society. Let's go, Longmont!
Old Dog New Digs.
Positive Restorations.
Red Fern Animal Rescue.
Scroungy Dogs and Pretty Pups Rescue.
Okay. Res Dog Rescue.
Soul Dog Rescue.
A Friend of Jack.
And Paws. Four Paws for Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see you at number 38 Saturday from 2 to 4. Prepare to wear a bandana.
No.
And do whatever comes naturally.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Sometimes it feels like, I know every day it feels like you're getting older, but sometimes it just smacks you in the face a little bit more than other days.
Okay.
I went to my DJ gig recently, and it was, thank you, it was very warm out, and so I wore my jean shorts, because I'm just very, at this, I'm very hot all the time, as you all know in the room.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
Do I sound old enough yet? Yeah. I'm very hot. So as I walked in, and I'm setting up my gear, one of the bartenders who I know really well.
Like, I can't take it. Are jean shorts back? They're not back, right?
They've always been.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They've been back for a while.
There was definitely a period where it was like, do not.
Yeah,
jort.
That was like 15 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
Was You're talking jorts specifically? Or
what's the difference between a jort and a jean short?
Well, just like the length. Jorts are longer.
No, jort is just short for jean shorts.
Yeah. No, but like Daisy Dukes have always been around.
No, but we're talking for men, shorts. I think.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Women can always wear them. Mm. Okay. Men, because it's also, there's the cargo thing that kind of went away, and now cargo's kind of back.
It's full back, yeah.
Yeah. On the shorts?
Yeah.
Jean shorts were gone for the time when they were like skinny jean shorts.
I don't remember there being skinny jean shorts.
Yeah, I definitely had a pair.
Was that during like My Chemical Romance era? Okay.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Which, timeless, to be honest.
I had a pan explode in my pocket of my skinny jean shorts.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, black ink.
Mm. Would be super concerning if it was something else.
Yeah.
And black.
I'm glad you brought up the whether jean shorts are in or not, because this is kind of where I'm heading. Because
let's just start here. Where'd you buy them? Where'd you buy them? Because like I model myself on, like, I go to the Vuori store. There's no jean shorts there.
Yeah, because Vuori is workout clothes.
No, it's not. No, it's just not just. I have Vuori jeans now. Shh.
Okay, Vuori is pretty. Yes.
No, Vuori used to be more that, but
are they the ones with the stretchy suits?
No, that's State and Liberty. but like, there are, like, you can't say the jean shorts are in because Walmart stocks them. That's Vuori. What I'm getting at.
Okay. Vuori, athletic clothing and activewear apparel for performance. That is literally their website.
They also have other things.
Too bad. correct. Just because they're at Walmart doesn't mean that they're in.
Correct.
But so if they're at like Abercrombie or something.
I don't think they have
them. I want to say I got them from H&M. Maybe
that's
Old Navy.
Good indicator.
One of those two, somewhere like that.
That means they are in.
H&M,
if they're at H&M,
Old Navy a little less, but
H&M is the notch up from Old Navy.
At this point, I say notch down. I'm pro Old Navy. Their quality has gotten so much better. Their athletic wear
was
phenomenal.
Old Navy was a two-wear for me, and then I'd get the shirt out of the laundry, and I'm like,
for the 4th
of
July,
sleeves?
Yeah. No, they're amazing now.
The jeans I wore yesterday, Old Navy.
Shut up. I don't even look at the store. I avert my eyes when I see it.
Yeah, no. That's changed.
And I will say, Old Navy, great for kids.
Yeah. Like,
for sure, because they're going to blow through their clothes anyway.
Awesome.
That's
a
different story.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm wearing the jean shorts to the gig. I'm setting up, and a bartender who I'm buddies with, like, we talk every day, every time I'm there, like, we're friends. And he comes up and he says, "Oh, you're wearing shorts today." And I said, "Yeah, you know, I'm getting old. No, I'm too hot." And he says, "Oh no, you're okay. Jean shorts are actually in now." And I went, in my mind, I thought, "You son of a I know that.
Like, but he thought you were old enough.
He thought I was old enough to actually, like, there. Like, no, you're okay. Hey, buddy, you're doing it. And I'm waiting. And he didn't give me that. He gave me the, yeah. Mm-mm. I'm just
How
old.
How much younger is he than you?
Probably 15 years.
There it is. You know, that's a bummer, because that's probably exactly how I would respond to Slacker. If you were wearing jean shorts and you made a comment about why, I'd be like, no, it's fine. They're actually in. Because we're on different...
Keep talking, princess.
Planes.
What plane are we on? What plane are you on?
Yours is a much older plane.
They're there. Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
No, it just, I'm like, I, in my mind, I thought, no, I'm cool, but I'm just, I'm making a joke about how I'm old. And he didn't, but it didn't register as a joke to him because I just am old.
Don't you think the only reason he pointed it out is because they're bad?
No.
No. Mm.
He took a risk.
Somebody 15 years younger than him walked up to okay, him and true, was like, are you confused about where you are?
No, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I think I've waited long enough into the show. Probably is a good time to do it. I know that you guys, like if I came in here wearing spandex and stuff, you probably wouldn't go. Would you immediately go, man, fashion choice? I don't know what you're doing there. Or would you just go, man, don't upset the apple cart. Let's let it ride.
Depends on what it is, because a couple of days ago you wore a blue shirt and all of us were like, oh, blue.
And not because it was bad.
No.
But because it was surprising.
Yeah.
Mm. Even our boss was like, whoa.
Because you weren't even in black jeans with it, and I think that's why. You were in a blue shirt and blue jeans, and we were all like, oh my God, is he okay?
This is a cry for help.
Yes. Okay. So you would say something.
I'm worried you're about to say something to one of us.
No.
No.
Oh.
I've noticed something.
You have?
Perhaps.
I might have as well.
What okay.
Are we perhaps. About?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Do you want me to say what yes. I've noticed? Okay. Oh, what about I think you? I've noticed?
Yes.
You've got a little thicker shirt on, a little baggier shirt. You look like
it's kind of a marbly.
It looks like your pants are a little baggier.
Huh. No, not so much the pants, but okay.
No? Okay.
Okay.
Maybe
but
not.
How do you feel about my shirt, Tyler?
It looks like mine.
Tyler, talk
it
to
does.
Me about
it.
Your
looks
shirt.
Like a T-Hack shirt.
It does.
Is there dog hair on it?
There might be.
No, it's just like kind of marbly.
Okay, it's just the pattern.
I like it. Yeah. It's like a little looser. It looks good. You look
relaxed.
Could
you stand up and do a twirl for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't see you well from here.
No problem doing a little twirl for you.
Very okay. Nice. Yeah, it's getting a little baggy.
You could go bigger, I feel like.
Yeah, totally.
But it's you're everybody's cool with this.
Yeah.
I can go out in public mm-hmm. in this shirt.
Stand up again. I need to see your pants with it. And it's
no, it's not the pants.
It's not about the pants at all.
The pants were more gray than I thought they were.
Oh, maybe that's what I was seeing. It looked like
I'm
they were okay.
I'm a little
okay.
too monochromed out today.
That's okay.
But I didn't mean to.
Oh,
I thought this shirt was blacker. You know what this is? It's like you have shirts that you say are black, but they're washed black,
yep,
right?
Vintage black.
So this is like, I thought this was blacker, and it's really kind of on the grayscale. So I love
a washed black, though. Just take the edge off a little bit.
Yeah.
I love
so
it.
This has kind of got that vibe. Yeah. So everybody's good with it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
I'm so confused.
This shirt is from Hollister, and you can suck it. You said that I can't wear Hollister,
okay, but
and
also,
you can suck it.
Who
this is a Hollister shirt right here.
Who was
Who's wearing a Hollister shirt? This guy's wearing a Hollister
shirt. I was the one person who didn't go like, yeah, I love it.
Oh, so now you're going to take the other... Oh, my God. Rather than admit you're wrong about Hollister...
I think it is a fine shirt.
Okay.
I think taking your two little feet and walking into Hollister is what's wrong. That's all.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Craving a Saturday afternoon happy hour with cocktails, sunshine, The Slacker Show, and adorable, lovable, adoptable pets. Join The Slacker Show Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino for the Strays of Summer. 2 hours of casual happiness with some of the most lovable, huggable, scratchable, adoptable pets in Denver who are looking for a forever home. The Slacker Show Strays of Summer. Saturday, June 6th at number 38 in Rhino. Thanks to our pet-loving friends at Sploot Veterinary Care, Chuck and Don's Pet Supplies, and number 38. Check out alice1059.com for more details.
I got a tragic story of a man who returned from a boating trip and his wife did not.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah.
I've got a story of something I can see Erica doing, given the text message she sent not too long ago.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in South Carolina
South Carolina.
Is that the same place when we say molasses?
Yeah.
Oh,
they got
sweet
their
tea. Sweet tea. I love this.
Yeah.
Maybe get a mint julep.
Mm. That's more That's Kentucky. Kentucky. Yeah.
Just that one day.
Yeah. So this man there was a police officer. He was at work. They were at the headquarters, whatever.
The station.
I forgot the word.
Are you having a stroke? Do you need someone else to take the story over?
No, I'm good. He noticed that the station kind of stinky.
Oh,
like somebody pooped?
No, like they heated up fish in the microwave. This man was so upset by it that he pulled his gun out on the fellow cop and said, yeah. That's not cool, man.
What does this have to do with me?
He texted us saying someone heated a tuna fish salad.
Yeah,
fish
no, there was a definite,
fishy. There was a wall of fish.
Yeah, there was definitely gas station in the July heat fish smell the other day in our kitchen.
You're so right. Yeah. Did he kill him?
He didn't.
He just pulled the gun?
Yeah.
And I pulled mine out when Erica texted.
So true. Yeah, you're like, I gotta get to the bottom of this.
This man was booked and released and fired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're a cop. You don't get to do that. Yeah. Fishy or no.
Yep.
All right. My story not from Florida. It's from Sweden, The boomer shooting.
IKEA.
Oh, boy.
So a man went out sailing. He was out in the water there for a while, had himself a few cocktails, a few hundred cocktails.
Oh.
Started looking around the boat, and he realized, oh, shoot. Lost my wife.
Oh. Got to assemble her back together.
So he called the police, and they drove boats out to him, and they pulled his boat back inshore, and they began to extensively search the water for the missing woman. Somebody eventually just called the house where she answered the phone and said, nope, I didn't go boating with him today.
What?
I was worried about
that. He was just real hammered.
And he just forgot.
Forgot that he didn't come with him. I don't know why I'm doing this voice.
Do you think he had to pay for all the
probably.
Probably.
He's like, oh, that's right. No, just wishful thinking. Yes. He's alive and a
hi.
I don't have anything else to say. Those are all things we can find. Smells like fish in here.
Yeah.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password
password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot. Because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.